Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I am Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10 weeks program. To know more about these offerings, check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And today, for the triangulation series, we're going to talk about triangulation during the holiday season and five things that you can do to stop this. So here we are again, gone full cycle back to talking about holiday season. And I know it may feel a bit early to some of you to address this topic, but the earlier we talk about it, the more prepared we can be. So let me start by asking you, how are you at this time of the year? Have you come to dreading it? Does your narcissistic mother's toxic behavior reach new levels every year at this time? Maybe are you no contact and feeling guilty 10 times when you're approaching this period of time, when the holiday season, when everyone is getting together and you're not? A lot can get triggered at this time. So if any of this is happening to you, I get it, and you're absolutely not alone in this. This is a time when I do get a lot of emails on this specific topic, so I 100% get it. And in my family, we celebrate Christmas traditionally, and I used to get sick every year for the stress of it all, like genuinely, properly, physically sick. And that was before I set some serious boundaries for myself and got things back in control for myself. But when I didn't know how to do that and I had no idea what was going on, the levels of manipulations that were going on at this time were such that I actually felt physically sick. So I 100% get it if you're finding this time particularly intense. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to remind everyone listening in that there are a bunch of useful episodes from last year on the topic of how to deal with the holiday season, both for those of you in contact and for those of you who are no contact. So I'll put all the links in the description of these episodes, so make sure to check them out so you can, you know, have a listen. There's a lot of useful information on how to navigate this time. And if you had listened to them already last year, now is the time to listen to them again so that you can better be prepared for what's coming. So with that said, today I want to talk about triangulation at this time of the year. This episode is part of the triangulation series, as I mentioned, so you can catch up with episode 80 on triangulation to get the general definition and all the different signs that's happening with your narcissistic mother. That was like the first sort of general episode of this series. So if you haven't listened to that, you can catch up with that. What we can expect with a narcissistic mother and with narcissistic families in general is an intensifying of all toxic behaviors and manipulation tactics at key moments such as birthdays, graduations, sport events, maybe that involve family, births of grandchildren, weddings, and of course the holidays, such as the ones coming up in the next couple of months for many traditions. If guilt tripping is a thing with your narcissistic mother, this may become even more intense at this time. If addiction is a thing with your narcissistic mother, this can reach a whole different level at this time of the year. If you're the scapegoat child, for example, your narcissistic family can make you feel even more so at this time of the year, and so on. And triangulation makes no exception to this. It can go from a hurtful and generally frustrating behavior of your mother to a severely soul-destroying one, creating chaos and conflict at a time where all you would like is to spend some good quality time with your loved ones and be peaceful. And hurt, guilt, grief, anxiety, frustration can of course be triggered by this behavior. And if that's happening to you, I really, really get it. And it's not your fault, and it's not because you're broken. It's just because this type of behavior is very toxic, and it is. intense to deal with. So let's start by going over a few of the main ways a narcissistic mother can triangulate at this time of the year. One can be between you and others involved in organizing family gatherings. Let's say if you know that between yourself and your siblings or some other relatives, you are organizing different family gatherings and your mother is involved also in organizing, she's gonna triangulate between all different people involved, creating chaos and confusion and conflict between everyone else. Remember that the point of triangulation is for her to be in the middle, like at the apex of the triangle, and kind of orchestrate conversations to go towards her all the time and never between the other people involved. Always her being the one that is like, she's like the general manager of every conversation and every interaction. She can also do it between you and your children, using your children to get to you in the ways she needs. Or she can do it by comparing how you do things at this time to how others are doing them. You know, maybe better decorations, better food, or maybe how much nicer other people are to their mothers, and so on. Comparisons is also a form of triangulation. Or she can do it by pulling in influential figures of your tradition of origin, both cultural or religious, in order to get you to do what she says must be done, or to express all her judgment of you and stuff like that. And again, comparison can also be a part of this. Another way can be a lot of gossiping that can go on behind your back at this time, where she talks to others about all the things she doesn't approve of in the way you're going about the whole holidays time, in the way you're doing things, in the way you're organizing things. Remember again, gossip is a form of triangulation always. When there's two or more people talking about someone that isn't there, that is triangulation. And she can also do the opposite, so pull you aside, so having a one-on-one conversation with you, to do a lot of gossiping about others. So in this case, in the previous way, you are like the person that is gossiped about, where she can also use you and gossip with you about someone else. Like about a sibling that isn't doing what they should, maybe in her opinion, or about your husband's family and how differently they do things. And of course, different is bad in the eyes of a narcissist, because if it's not how she would do it, then it must be wrong. So these are, she can gossip about anyone. These are just examples. She can also triangulate between you and your adult children, either making you upset with them or them with you, or both. She can triangulate between you and your husband or partner, trying to get them on her side in arguments, or the opposite, blaming them for your decisions as the bad influence on you. She can also unleash flying monkeys on you to get what she wants. Like, for example, you could receive calls from random family members telling you how lonely your mother feels at this time and how you should behave better and so on. If she usually triangulates between you and your other parent, this can reach new heights at this time of the year. She can use your other parent to try and convince you to do what she wants, or threaten you won't get to see your other parent if you don't do as you've been asked by her. Or she can use this time of the year to alienate your other parent even more, pitting you against them. Especially this can go on, especially if they're divorced or separated, but I have seen that happening even in families when the parents are still together. Parental alienation can happen there too. So these are some of the main ways of how triangulation can go at this time of the holiday season. And I stayed quite general, of course, so you may have more specific example in your own personal experience, and you're welcome to share this in the comments. And I get how all of this makes it for a very intense period to navigate. Very, very intense. And if you're feeling anxious about it all already, again, as I said before, I really get it. This is a sensitive time that has its challenges whether you are in contact or no contact with a narcissistic mother. And in many cases, how your narcissistic mother behaves at this time can actually very well be or have been the last straw that made you decide to go no contact. So it can also be sensitive in that way, because you may remember contrast that has happened at this time that actually caused you to go no contact. So share in the comments what are your main challenges at this time of the year with your narcissistic mother. And if you have questions, you can email me at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. In my personal experience growing up, triangulation and gossiping were, and still are, going on right now, the favorite method of communication in my family of origin. Actually, I think that's about the only way they communicate at all. Two people talking about someone else. That's just the way it works in my family. And every holiday season, I witnessed this increasing in intensity. So many triangles that someone with a passion in geometry would have a field trip. Jokes aside, this manipulation tactic is confusing, chaotic, and hurtful. The questions I actually get the most often from you guys and from clients in general is, how can I stop her from doing this? How can I make her understand that this behavior is toxic? The thing is, you can't. You can't really sit her down and explain. Well, you can, of course, but it's going to be a lot of waste of energy. And if, like me, you have tried, you know what I mean. I've tried and tried and tried. Oh my God, I've sat them all down at different times and tried to make them understand and tried to explain and had solid conversations that went on for hours and hours and hours. If you're not familiar to what a solid conversation is when the other person starts bringing in a heap of nonsensical stuff, like they can bring memory from the past, they can bring other topics that seem completely unrelated to what you're talking about, and they bring you around in circle and in circle, and you're still there trying to explain, and you're still there trying to talk to them, and it just, at the end, nothing is resolved. You feel exhausted and drained and like you've been run under a bus, and they just go off their merry way, like completely unscattered by the conversation. So I've had plenty of those trying to explain things. So of course, actually what I want to say here is, please know that you're not actually silly for trying to communicate with your narcissistic mother or your narcissistic family and explain to them. You're not silly for trying. Actually, that shows how brave and loving you are. And of course, attempting to communicate about this is the most natural way to go about it. Because when you're a person that just speaks about things and thinks, okay, if I communicate, it's going to be received in a certain way, and then I'm going to receive communication back, and that's just how communication happens between people. But with a narcissist, regular rules of communication don't apply. If your mother is a full-blown narcissist, she won't take any responsibility for her behavior and likely get very insulted and upset and perhaps make a scene with whatever way she usually goes. So if she gets aggressive, she can get aggressive. If she gets more like a victim type, she will go into full-blown victimhood and try to make you feel guilty and all of that. In the best case scenario, if your mother is on the other end of the spectrum of narcissism and she only has like some level of narcissistic behaviors at times, maybe she may even see your point for a moment. But you need to remember that her behavior is driven by her subconscious needs. That's actually everyone's behavior. Most of the times is driven by the subconscious needs. That's why we bring the subconscious into our awareness, and that's pretty much the first step of everything that we do, and then we deal with that. That's what shadow work is about. But she's not doing any of that, so her subconscious needs are completely in the driving seat, and so she will continue to fall back into the toxic behavior driven by those subconscious needs, unless she does major inner work on this. And you can't control that. You can't make her do inner work. That's a responsibility that she has to take by herself. And people with narcissistic tendencies do not take responsibility. So what to do? That's the next question, isn't it? There are a bunch of things that you can do to put a stop to it, or at the very least to protect yourself and your loved ones from this behavior, so from this triangulation and how it can escalate. I have talked in the different episodes in this triangulation series as to how you can put an end to it in different scenarios, and in general, the whole one rule to stop triangulation is to not engage. And that is like the one solution. If you're listening to episode 80, I'm talking to that and I'm explaining that. But in general, talking about this specific time of the year, the holiday season coming up, and how the whole thing gets more intense, and how you may want to engage with the whole thing. You actually may want to be part of the celebrations or whatever traditionally goes on in your family, but you don't want to engage with all this triangulation and with all this manipulation, and it can get very confusing what to do, what not to do. So, and if you are no contact, and you're getting all the flying monkeys coming at you, you're getting like people trying to get you back in, that is also a form of triangulation, because those flying monkeys were people that are people that she has spoken to, your mother has spoken to without you in the room. So she's triangulated about you, and then they come to you. So again, this is a time of the year where that can intensify. I know for myself, being no contact, this would be like my mother's birthday is one time of the year, and this time of the year is another one where I get, oh, but you should really talk to her. Oh, don't, you know, you should be the more mature and stop this and all of this nonsense. And my birthday is also coming up, because my birthday is just before Christmas. So I get the double whammy, all concentrated at the same time. So I really get, and that's why I want to go through these five things that you can do that are like a little bit more on point to now at this time. And again, if you have any questions after that, you can just reach out and let me know. So the first thing that you can do is know the game of triangulation. Be aware of how triangulation works, and keep that in mind when you relate to your narcissistic mother and others involved with her at this time. Go back and listen to episode 80 if you haven't, or listen to it again, the 14 signs of how triangulation works, or if that you've been put through that, so that you actually can really recognize when it's happening and what it is. She will try, your narcissistic mother will try to put herself at the center of all communications within your family at this time, creating conflict, chaos, and manipulating people to meet her own needs. That's what she's doing. That's what triangulation is. So once you know and accept this, you can be more prepared. You can know that this is happening. If someone comes to you talking to you in a certain way or behaves weirdly with you, you know, okay, that's likely what has happened. She must have spoken to them and told things that are not true. Or when you speak to your mother, you can also be aware that she can use whatever you say and use it to gossip with other people and triangulate, so you can better be prepared into what you're going to say and what you're not going to say. And this is all part of dealing with a narcissistic mother. I know that it can sound like a lot of work, but if you have contact and if you are dealing with all of this, this is not a lot of work. This is protecting yourself, because it's really important that you do that. So know the game is the first step. Understand how triangulation works and know that that's going on. The second thing you can do is bypass your mother in communications. She is not the general manager of anyone. You're all adults. Bypass your mother in communication. Go straight to the other person involved. If conflict is stirred, don't listen to her and go clarify with the other person involved. So if someone, if your mother comes to you telling you what your sister just said about you or what your uncle just did and whatever, your cousin maybe, or it doesn't matter who, you, instead of engaging in that conversation with her, stop her right there. So I don't want to talk about this with you. And then you, if there's something you need to clarify, you go straight to who the other person involved is and go, look, this is what's going on. I just want to make sure that we're good. Or if there's something you need to tell me, let's talk about it. And that's one way to bypass her and get her off that position of control. If you hear something being reported about someone else, something that may be upsetting to you, again, go clarify with the person. Always go clarify with the person. If your mother tells you she will take care of communicating something for you to someone, like, oh, we're organizing this gathering, this dinner together or whatever, don't worry, I'll tell your sister or I'll tell your brother or I'll make sure to tell everyone else. You go, no, thank you. I'm going to tell them myself. And then you do it. You know, or I like the silliest of things. I've seen that happening so many times, and it's silly things, but they create a lot of conflict on the long run. Like this can be my mother or my grandmother, whoever was organizing would say, oh, okay, so you do this thing and then we'll get your sister to do this other thing. And they take care of all this organizing. And then on the day, the things that I was expecting my sister maybe would have done because she would have had to be told by whoever organized didn't get done, and or maybe I didn't do enough because I wasn't told. And so the best way would have been to just go directly to my sister and go, okay, if it's me and you that have to share the load of this thing, what are you gonna do? What am I gonna do? And let's be clear about this, rather than let the general manager do the organizing, because they will do it on purpose to create conflict. They will report things in a different way as to what it is. They could go to the other person and go, oh, you know, Matilda didn't want to do that, so you'll have to do double the work. And that's actually not at all true. It's just I haven't been told. So all of this confusion creates a lot of chaos and a lot of conflict and a lot of bitterness between people that is not meant to be there. It can definitely not be there once it's clarified in person. So remember that lies are a part of triangulation, as it is reporting half facts. So there could be a truth in it, but it's only half reported. So what you're getting is the part that is going to make you upset with the other person, but you're not actually getting the full story. So it's don't let her be in charge of any communication of any kind, like not even with the catering service, if you have a catering service coming, or the booking of a restaurant, if it's for an event that is important to you, nothing. She will somehow create conflict or chaos, because that's what they do. And you know the game. So if it's a situation that's important to you, you bypass your mother in communication. The next point, the third thing you can do, is do not engage in gossip. Do not engage in gossip. No matter the subject or the direction of the gossip, no matter if you agree with your mother or not, do not engage in gossip with her or actually with any other person involved. Any gossip is a form of triangulation and nothing good can come out of it. Not even, you know, like even if you gossip with your siblings about some uncle and your mother isn't even involved in that conversation, that's still triangulation. And when we were, as daughter of narcissistic mothers, like I have been, we are reared in a family situation where triangulation happens all the time, it can happen that we do it as well. Because that's how we've observed conversation going on for years growing up. I've done it for years of my life and I didn't even know. I thought that's just how people talk to each other and that's just normal way of making conversation, talking about someone else. And it may not have been anything even bad that I was saying about someone else. But every time you're talking about someone that is not in the room and you say things that you wouldn't necessarily say to them if they were in the room, well, you can be sure that that's gossiping and triangulation, and it's not actually conducive to anything good. So definitely a rule of thumb would be, do not engage in any gossip. And when we have big family gatherings for celebrations and for the holiday season, this can heighten, because, you know, people that maybe you haven't seen in a long time, it's rare that you're all into the same room at the one time, and now you're all there, and a lot of this can start happening, especially if that's the way your family operates normally. It's easy to get sucked into that. So when you hear that that's what's going on, no, thank you, I don't want to talk about this. And you can just direct the conversation in another direction. The fourth thing that you can do, and that's really important, is boundaries. So brush up on your boundary setting from now. If you remember, there's three steps to boundary setting: prepare, state, and maintain. It's in the episode on boundaries, so you can go back and listen to that if you haven't. But the first step to boundary setting is prepare. So prepare now for the boundaries you will need in place around holiday season. You already know how this is going to go. You've seen this before. That's why you're probably feeling anxious already, worried, scared, frustrated, and all of that. So you know how that can unfold, and so you will know what boundaries you need. So prepare, prepare, prepare. The more prepared you are, the stronger your boundaries will be. If you haven't already downloaded it, the free roadmap to boundary setting, it's available. The link is in the description, and that's a tool for you to set boundaries to actually properly. It's like a roadmap, literally. You can follow the steps, step by step, and create your perfect boundaries for every situation that you're going to find yourself in. So it's a really potent tool. I invite you to go and download that. And then the fifth thing, the next step, is get support. A lot of emotions can be triggered at this time of the year. We spoke about that already. Guilt, anxiety, loneliness, grief, frustration. Remember that you're not alone in this, and you don't have to do this alone. So join a community that supports you at this time, that understand what you're going through, that is going through, of people going through similar things, that can really hear you, where you can be listened to, and where you can feel safe to express all that you're going through without feeling judged by others that have magical families and amazing mothers, and they're going to have the best holiday season in the world, and they will never understand what you're going through. There's a lot of women in the exact same situation that you are now. So being in community like that, it's really, 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 really helpful. If I had known about it years ago, I would have looked for something like that at the time. And when I did find out about it, I did look and didn't find much. So again, you know, here you can find a community. At the moment, there's the women's circles, and those are available. You can reach out and join at any time, and you will find that support here for sure. That's why I created that. And then you can also get support one-on-one. Go to whatever mentor, guide, therapist, whoever you know that can actually help you navigate in this time. Don't be afraid to get extra support at this time. And I know that sometimes we go, well, this time is such a busy time. We have so much on, and we're already beginning to think about whatever your tradition is. You know, you have gatherings and things and meals to prepare, and probably decorations to put up and gifts to get, and then dinners to attend with a heap of other people, and it gets messy and it gets busy. And I totally get it. And in the busyness of it all, we forget the most important thing, that is taking care of ourselves, which it does happen. And I totally get it. There's no judgment here, but it's not very helpful. And then we are reaching the far side of the holiday season needing a holiday because we are absolutely drained. And so I speak definitely from experience on this. And I see it all the time, even with clients that were when we're doing maybe the one-on-one 10 weeks program, and the 10 weeks program falls in this period of the year, that the levels of busyness and the levels of forgetting about taking care of yourself. So it's really, really important to have someone that supports you at this time, to find someone that you can get that support. Whoever it is that you're resonating with, again, it doesn't have to be me. There's a lot of wonderful people out there that do this work, and that you may resonate with. So whoever it is that you feel that, get support. Not because you're broken, not because you're useless and you can't do it, but because you are precious and you don't have to do it alone. You can share the load and you can actually get support and navigate the entire situation in a way, way better, easier way for yourself, first and foremost, and then also for the loved ones that you have around. I mean, if you have a family of your own, if you have children, you're going to be way more available for them when you are taking care of yourself. So I hope this episode was helpful, and let me know again if you have any questions, any reflections that you would like to share, they're welcome. And with that, I am wishing you a wonderful week, and I send you lots of love. Bye for now.